And moving to the American election campaign, where there is a very tight race in the upcoming primary in Indiana and also North Carolina, but particularly tight in Indiana, where Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaways political director, is giving us a live reality-based slideshow as she travels Interstate 65 from north to south in the state. The vote, of course, is next Tuesday. Andrea joins us from the Runcible Spoon, a cafe near the Indiana University campus in Bloomington, home of the University of Indiana and its 30,000 students. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm guessing Bloomington is Obama country, but you never know.
Oh, it is Obama country. You know, I saw him yesterday in Indianapolis, and he seemed sort of almost beleaguered. But by the time he got here last night, speaking to 13,000 students, he was in as fine a form as I've ever seen him, and really sort of punching back at some of the blows he's taken this week. Now, he had wanted to start out this week talking about John McCain and John McCain only, but then this issue of the gas tax holiday came up, and he hit very strongly back against Clinton and McCain. He called it the McCain-Clinton gas tax cut, and he's actually had a lot of editorial support for his view on it. And then he gave this stem winder at the end, talking about his personal patriotism and saying his whole personal story, son of a single mother, raised in very modest conditions, now running for president of the United States, is the whole motivation for his candidacy, and it's because it's an only in America story, and he really brought down the house. I was in.
Well, here's some student reaction, Andrea. Let's listen.
It was really inspirational at the end. I was just sobbing. It was really great.
You were sobbing?
I was crying.
Why?
He just really inspired me with his message of hope and bringing people together and actually solving problems. I'm really excited about the chances of him winning.
So. You sound like you're about to sob again.
Yeah.
Is that what you usually do when you're inspired?
When I'm, yes. I mean, it doesn't happen like this very often, but yeah, I think he's amazing. Yeah, I love Obama. Woo, Obama rules! Woo!
Mindset, that's what we need.
I
that's
know,
what we're talking
right,
about.
Yeah.
It's like not just the activity,
right,
but the actual mindset and
yes,
the reason why we make the decision
yeah,
that we make. That's what he wants to challenge.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You know, the question, Andrea, in you talking to those students is, how can those 30,000 students have an impact on this primary? Do they? Do they vote as residents of the city of Bloomington? How does it work?
Oh, absolutely. They need their student ID, and of course everyone is abuzz because the U.S. Supreme Court just said you need an ID. But if you have your student ID, you can go to the polls. And it's a big campus, 30,000 students, all the professors and staff associated with that. There are other big colleges here. There's Purdue. There's Notre Dame. It will be a big factor in the vote, and this is clearly not lost on Obama. It's almost like a general election now with the vote sort of getting parsed out over the state and everybody working to gin up their constituencies.
So we've seen, Carmel, Indiana. We've seen Gary yesterday, Bloomington this hour. Where are you tomorrow?
Well, I'm off today to Jeffersonville, which is in the very southern part of the state. That's where Hillary Clinton will be campaigning with Bobby Kennedy Jr. Caroline Kennedy is here for Barack Obama, and this state is being fought very hard and down to the wire, and the voters that I am talking to are deeply divided and undecided. So I think that it is really one of those states that remains a big question mark.
Well, Andrea Bernstein, Takeaways political director, inside the deeply divided state of Indiana as we head towards the primary May 6th. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.